Hello, this is Prime Minister Prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 739. You hear my voice all the way from Congo, Brazzaville. I have not been to DRC Congo yet, but I know I'll be going there. And so this is the first Congo I am in. And by God's grace, I arrived here yesterday. I'm in Point Noir. That is the Black Point. That's where I am. We're having Healing Jesus campaign here. If you don't know about Healing Jesus campaign, then please Google and see for yourself what it's about. I work with my father, Evangelist Dagwood Mills. And when I come here, I'm not Prophetess Olivia. I am Lady Evangelist Olivia. It's like I have so many caps to wear. Ministry, many aspects of ministry. That is it. So we're here for Healing Jesus campaign, as I said. And I arrived yesterday. By the time I arrived in the hotel, it was past us. I was so tired. I just laid down on the bed flat and slept till midnight. And then today I've gone to speak to all the pastors that are working together on Healing Jesus campaign, so many churches together. And I'll share the video, I think, tomorrow by God's grace on my Facebook page. So if you also not seen my Facebook page, go to Prophetess Olivia Kofi K-O-F-I hyphen Opata O-P-A-T-E. And if you go there and it is not almost 30,000 people who have liked it, means that it is a scammer who has used so many things are happening. People use my name. I was so sure when I saw one of them by a fetish priest or whatever. I said, he shared his link or whatever and added my name to. I said, how can you even do that? How dare you? But you know, that's what happens. That's what happens when people think that a lot of people are on your page and they want them to see what they have shared. Anyway, so we have been talking about the death of Christ, and we've done the physical events that led to the death of Christ. We are now on the revelatory. So let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the gold, and that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. And it says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain, which Paul yet say they have not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then it continues, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. So we've been looking at the death of Christ, we look at the physical events, we're not on the revelatory. And in going for revelation, we went to Genesis, to look at Abraham, who out of the deadness of his body and the deadness of his wife's womb, he had a child. And then we also looked at the incarnation, Luke 1. And now we're on Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. That says, my son, daughters included, he said, pay attention to my word. Pay attention to God's word. It means that if you're going to pay attention to God's word, you have to decrease the attention you give to other things, and you make God's word priority. Every day is priority. You give it more time. And then now we are looking also at Mark chapter 11. In Mark 11, Jesus cursed the fig tree. The disciples said, Master, the fig tree that he cursed is dead. And Jesus said something profound in Luke 11, 23. He said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Who is going to say to the mountain, whosoever, meaning you inclusive, yes, you. He said, if you speak to the mountain, if you say to the mountain. So we're looking at why some people say to, they speak at the time when they are supposed to speak to mountains, because we've also learned that we are kings and priests unto God. So the king is supposed to rule with his words. You speak to mountains. And we said that how come that some people are speaking but nothing is happening? I said that you will have to watch how you say your own personal words, how you deal with words. Very, very important, because some of us have trained ourselves not to mean what we say,
to misrepresent what we're saying, to exaggerate. And I'm telling you, especially for if you are a journalist and all that, embellishing and doing that. And now we're talking about integrity of your words, integrity of your words, that you mean what you say and you say what you mean, that your words are reliable, that you don't change sides to suit the circumstances or whatever it is that you have. You don't change, your words are reliable. How is it going to be so? No, when you look at the word of God, it's interesting because he tells you that Jesus said that, Paul said that in Romans chapter 10:9-10, and make a striking relationship with the heart and the mouth. He said, for the heart, the man believes to righteousness, that if you will confess with your mouth and believe with your heart, then you'll be saved. And then with the heart, man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. I mean, some time ago, I would just, you know, read, I understood a bit. I understood quite, I understood it. But now you see that the reason why God puts the heart and the mouth there was for a purpose. What was he saying? He was saying, this is how I have wired. I have wired the man in the spirit realm. This is how you are wired in the spirit realm. I mean, W-I-R-E-D. You are wired. Like how you wire an electrical, we wire electrical stuff. The television, your fridge or freezer, or your whatever you use electricity for. He said, this is the way it is wired. There is a wire between the heart and the mouth. And when you train yourself not to mean what you say, your heart will agree with you. Your heart will go alongside with you. And immediately you speak, your heart will ring the bell and say, this one doesn't mean what he says. This one is lying is his business. This one is exaggerating. Your heart will learn it. It will learn how to respond to your words. That your words are not going anywhere. That your words don't mean a thing to yourself. That your words are not something to run with. Amazing. This is what it means. There is a wiring between the heart and the mouth. And that when we don't mean what we say, and we live that way, and we train ourselves that way, then your heart will also know how to deal with you. And knows that when you speak, you don't mean them. When you speak, they are lies. When you speak, you are not to be taken seriously. Come on, this is not the way I want my heart to take my words at all. But I can retrain myself so that from today, I can say that, listen, I'm not going to live that life again. From now on, I will mean what I say. And my heart will have to relearn to know that when Olivia speaks, that is it. And the heart will run with it. The heart will agree with it, with you. And you are going to get amazing results that will outstand you yourself. It will be something when you speak, that it will cut it so clearly. That like slicing bread into two with a sharp knife. That is it. And it is done. You are so blessed and blessed as you're listening to me. I'm speaking to women and men of integrity, young women, young girls, young ladies, young men, children, wherever you're listening to. Listen to me, old man, old woman, whoever, however your age. There is a wire between your mouth and your heart. And from today, you're not going to joke with your words. You're so blessed, blessed,
let's buy and come back for more. I'm sorry for getting you this episode so late, but I've given you more words today. Bye. Share the link with somebody.